when some people hear Bordeaux, they hear expensive and are resigned to never buy it. But you can buy the wines young before they've fully blossomed into something completely unaffordable.
Or you can attend the annual Drink to Your Heart's Delight fundraiser for the American Heart Association. It is a grand event that has been created by your very own vine guy. Scott Greenberger joins us in the Wine of the Week. Good to have you back, Scott.
Bonjour.
you never cease to amaze us. You were tasting Bordeaux over a course of 4 days. How many did you taste?
I'm so tired. I think, at the Grand Bordeaux tasting, we probably put down about 20 wines from the 2011 vintage, which actually isn't that much because over the entire 4 days, it was a lot more. But when we were literally sitting down just to taste the 2011 vintages, which you can get as a future, you buy it ahead of the time when it appears in the shop. So you theoretically get a much better price on it because once it hits the retail shelves, the prices really start to skyrocket.
All right, let's talk. What can you get for the relatively cheap price of $50?
How about inexpensive? I like that word. Inexpensive.
Inexpensive. You're
no
right.
Cheap wine.
No, don't use that word.
We're going to have inexpensive wine. The 2011 Chateau Aubage Libéral. This is from the Margaux region, the Margaux Appellation of the Bordeaux region. This beautiful, lush flavors of black fruits, and then these earthy spices. And it's almost like somebody's literally shaved pencil in there. You know, you kind of get that really cool cedar-shaped pencil note in there, which I really like. Beautiful smoked meats on the smooth finish. This is $50 right now on a pre-release or what we call futures price.
Okay, so let's start moving up the price ladder just a tad, about 10 bucks more.
Okay, for $60, the 2011 Chateau Canet-Lagraffier from the Saint-Emilion region of Bordeaux. Beautiful. I love this wine. For $60, you get a full-bodied, well-structured frame, ample flavors of those cherry, cassis, dark plum. Everything's in check and ready to go. Full, lush finish. Again, $60. This is a really good value.
2011, quite a good year for Bordeaux. What else do you have?
Well, let's just jump over to sweet wines for a second, because I think 2011 is going to be a great year for sweet wine. The 2011 Chateau Coutet from the Barsac region, beautiful sweet white wine. Now, people think sweet wine, ew, I'm too cloying. No, this is beautiful. Pineapple, super ripe nectarine, candied orange, white flowers, long, luscious finish, kept in check. Here's the key, abundant acidity. As long as you have that acidity to keep the sweetness in check, you get a beautiful balanced wine, $75.
Okay, let's close out. You got a little extra cash in the pocket. You're going triple figures here. What do you got?
Well, the 2011 Chateau Becheville, and this is from St. Julien. Oh, man. Excellent structure. Supports these beautiful flavors of blackberry, cassis. Again, that little pencil lead that we were talking about. Black plum. And then these coffee notes kind of drift in at the back end. And then just a whisper of, this is great, and not a bad thing, curry. Hmm. Yeah, it's really beautiful. Super big finish. $100. But well worth the investment.
Sean, you shouldn't have. I'll be looking forward to getting
Yeah, Sean, thanks.
Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.